Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins and this is the travel update for the 15th of November. Latest research from the World Travel and Tourism Council reveals the US travel and tourism sector could swell by 35.6% in 2021, well ahead of this year's overall global tourism recovery. The outlook is even rosier for 2022, with the travel sector expected to grow by another 28.4%, reaching nearly $2 trillion of the US economy. This exceeds pre-pandemic levels. By comparison, in 2019, US tourism's contribution to GDP represented nearly $1.9 trillion, or 8.6% of the US economy. Finnair is gearing up for the expected gradual opening of Asia with plans to fly to over 100 destinations worldwide and new long-haul services to the Far East for the summer 2022. The Finnish flag carrier's summer 2022 schedule includes new Asian long-haul services to Busan in South Korea, Tokyo Haneda, and Sapporo in Japan as a summer destination for the first time. Finnair's focus on Japan, if travel restrictions allow, will see the airline resume services to all five destinations it served before the pandemic, including Tokyo, Osaka, Nagoya, Fukuoka, and Sapporo, and a sixth new service to Tokyo's Haneda Airport. From the 27th of March 2022, Finnair will fly up to 40 flights a week between Helsinki and Japan. Daily flights to Tokyo, Narita, and Haneda airports will offer customers a total of 14 weekly frequencies to the Japanese capital. The Genting Dream made history at the Kai Tak Cruise Terminal in Hong Kong, becoming the 800th call to the port since it opened in 2013 under the management of Worldwide Cruise Terminals. Managing Director of Worldwide Cruise Terminals, Jeff Bent, said, "Today's arrival of our 800 passenger ship call marks an incredible chapter in our books. Per general estimates of the economic benefits, this ship call marks the point at which the terminal achieves payback on its initial investment." Kent Ju, president of the Genting Cruise Lines, added, "Hong Kong is a premier destination for the cruise industry because of state-of-the-art facilities such as the Kai Tak Cruise Terminal, and continues to play an important role for Genting Cruise Lines as both our home and headquarters." Contiki has unveiled new trips and experiences across Europe for 2022 with an additional 20% savings on select trips. Crafted for young travellers between the ages of 18 and 35, Contiki's 2022 tours to Europe venture into two new destinations, Tuscany and Romania, and includes a new series of themed itineraries centred around active, pride, food and vegan experiences. The tour company has also added new European itineraries to their collection of detour trips, which are mini adventures taking guests off the tourist trail and onto immersive getaways with local hosts. Contiki's new European trips and experiences include castles, bikes and hikes in Romania, a new four-day detour trip from Bucharest to Transylvania. Tourists can explore the museums, monuments, myths, and mountains of Romania. If travellers are into food or folktales, history, horror, or hiking, there's something for everyone, from Vlad the Impaler to modern city life via Count Dracula and the Golden Age of Communism. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.